There is no national or state registry for Parkinson's, so there are no exact numbers on how many have the movement disorder. However, the commonly used estimate across the country is 50,000 new cases a year. That number comes from the pharmaceutical industry, which tracks medication used to treat Parkinson's. Dr. Paul Nassetis says many people don't know they have it, and a visit to the doctor may not reveal it either.
There are no diagnostic tests for Parkinson's disease. So the disease relies entirely on the physical examination findings. And unfortunately, a physician's routine examination where a patient's brought into an examining room, put in a gown, sat on an examining table, misses most of the cardinal exam features of the disease where you want to see the patient walk, you want to see the patient perform some motor activity.
The Parkinson Association is trying to educate doctors and patients about early detection. Now, Nassetis' possible warning signs are tremors, drooling, or handwriting getting smaller. The cause of the chronic progressive disease is not known. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.